Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 34, including the results from the weekend of May 13th through the 15th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office. This is Tony Mast, and you are listening to the results show for episode number 34. If this is your first episode, stop listening. Go listen to Friday's episode. You'll get a better idea of what's going on here. For those of you who are regular listeners, I'm sorry to have to say that every time, but it could get really confusing if you jumped in right here. I can't imagine the oddity it would be to listen to one of these episodes cold, because it just sounds like a huge regurgitation of information, which I guess really it is. So we had a new player this week, and he managed to shake things up rather nicely. We have a lot of changes on the chart, and I say we go ahead and jump right in, get this ball rolling. Now that there are 21 positions on the leaderboard. First up, Sam and Mark M. Neither one of them participated this week, so their scores stay the same, and they're at the 21st and 20th positions, respectively. Next up, William Paul. Now, William, he left us voicemail, and he left messages on Twitter. He actually left two voicemail. We're going to go ahead and play them, but because I kind of find them amusing. So here we go.
Hey, guys. This is William. Walking the dog. Figured I'd call in the picks because I'm listening to this last week's show, 33. And, like, you know, I've been really slacking on the voicemail, so whatever. And I didn't even prepare, so I am going to try to give off my picks from memory, from earlier, and if this doesn't match what the picks I submitted earlier are, aside from the mocking that I'm sure I'll be able to receive, go ahead and do whatever you want with them. Use the prior ones, new ones, whatever. But I believe my picks for the week were. And now I really am drawing a complete blank. Thor, of course, number one. Fast Five, number two. Let's see. And after that, it pretty much goes blank. I mean, is there really anything in the theater aside from those two movies that anybody is really wanting to see at all? You know, Bridesmaids is kind of interesting. Oscar, you know, excuse the pics I tweeted. I can't even remember enough to do anything fully right now. But, you know, this is just like the off week, because, you know, like last week we had Thor, next week we've got Pirates. Week after that, I think there's like pretty much just, you know, one blockbuster or potential blockbuster per week for the rest of the summer, at least for a good several weeks. Yeah, for this week. What's up with that, you know? I don't know, I guess I'm trying to like be Seinfeld or something. I'm just, anyway. I'm gonna go ahead and hang out before I make a even bigger fool of myself. Have fun, guys. Bye.
Thanks, William, for that first message. We're going to go ahead and play his second voicemail now.
Hey, guys. This is William Paul. Obviously, you got the first message I left. And I can play some of my picks for it, so I just figured I'd call back with my actual picks. And reviewing my Twitter feed where I originally left them, I'd make this short and sweet. Thor, Fast Five, I went with Priest, and it's into the summer pause. Assistant Priest lasts very long, but it's in, but 1 week, then something borrowed, the second number four, and Rio is number five, you know, it's still a kid's movie. That's definitely interesting to see what happens next week with the Pirates, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, thanks, William. Now, I know that the quality of those might be a little bit questionable. Sometimes that happens with cell phones and these voicemail systems. Hey, if you have access to a landline, you know, you can always go on to the website, and on the left-hand side bar, there's a Call Me link, and it will call you. So you don't have to worry about using minutes, long distance, anything. The system will call you, and you can leave a message. So that is an option that you can feel free to use, and maybe, hopefully, we'll have some better calls. Not all of them turn out like that. Sometimes it's just a matter of the system. So, but as it stands, William's picks were Thor at number one, Fast Five at number two, Priest at number three, Something Borrowed at number four, and Rio at number five. His picks had Thor and Rio perfect. They were in first and fifth. Fast Five was in third, Priest was in fourth, and Something Borrowed was in second. So overall, he got a score of 21. This brought his average up to 17.5, and he went from a ranking of 17 to 19. Though, to be fair, pretty much everybody fell. There were only a couple of people that maintained or rose. And most of that's to thank for our new player. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Next up, now, normally I would tell you how the movies did throughout the course of the week, but Father Beast and Mentally have taken care of that for us. And Mentally's up next, so I'm going to go ahead and play the voicemail that they sent in, and they can do this part of my job for me.
Hello, this is Father Beast.
And I'm Mentally.
And we're calling in yet again to the backseat box office to tell them about our picks for the week.
Yep. I'm back, guys.
But I'm guessing we're not going to discuss any past events at the moment.
Please no.
Okay.
Please no.
Let me tell you, just long enough for me to say, at some point, you'll be able to review this time without pain, but that time is not yet.
Dad, stop it! No!
Okay. All right. Coming out this week, it's going to be interesting. We have a couple of movies. One's called Bridesmaids.
Yep.
It looks like another chick flick. Throw my best friend's wedding. The hilarity is supposed to ensue when this person who's broke tries to keep up with all the other bridesmaids who are spending money lavishly.
I probably would see it.
If it wasn't rated R.
Exactly. That's my problem.
Yeah, and I understand Mom says she won't watch it because it looks all raunchy, you know, with the bachelor party and, you know, the stripper and all.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why it's rated R.
The bachelorette party, that is. And then,
Great mistake, Dad.
What?
Bachelorette.
Whatever.
It's bridesmaids.
Whatever.
It's girls.
You know, I never had one. My wife had a bridal shower, and I got to go to it and give her a present. I didn't have anything.
Yeah. I haven't gotten married yet, surprisingly.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
We shall see.
First, if you get married, and second, if you have any such parties.
I hope I don't have parties like that.
Okay. The other movie coming out is called Priest.
I really don't want to see this one.
Apparently, it's based on a comic book, which, again, I've never heard of.
I think I've heard of it.
It's about a Japanese manga, I think, which is...
I think I've heard of it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, did you check it out from the library?
No. Again, rated R thing, and plus, I like vampires as the good guys. That's part of the reason I watch Buffy.
So, apparently he's disobeying church law to track down vampires. I guess the church has got to, I don't know, deal with vampires and lets them kidnap people or something. And so I don't know. You know, it's obviously in some alternate world in which the church has laws about, you know, how to deal with vampires or something.
Of course. Mm.
Whichever church it may be.
I think it's probably the Catholic Church. because the Catholic Church is always put as the bad church. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Lady Hawk, Three Musketeers, Catholic Church is evil.
Well, that was the only church available in those movies.
Catholic Church is evil.
Well, in the movies.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's the Catholic Church.
Well, the Catholic Church was also the church in Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah, you haven't seen that, I'm guessing.
No.
I want to see that. I read the book and I thought it was really cool.
Ember said it was a pretty good movie. Her family went and saw it.
And then we've also got the movies from last week. Thor.
I might be blaspheming when I say this, but I really don't want to see that movie.
You don't want to see Thor?
I really don't.
Oh, man.
I really don't care.
Makes me want to take away your hammer. Oh, wait. I didn't give you a hammer because I'm a Christian now.
Yeah.
There's a Fast Five came in number 2 last week, to nobody's surprise.
Yeah, to nobody's surprise.
And then we had Jumping the Broom, which did surprise everybody with just how much it made. It made $15 million, beating out Something Borrowed, which everybody had it listed behind.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the predictions. And then the fifth one was Rio. Now, Rio's going to drop.
Sadly.
Well,
there really aren't going to be any kids' shows. At all.
Well, except for Thor. Meaningful books don't look really good on the radio. I'm thinking that Thor and Fast Five are going to stay in the top 5.
Most likely.
And Bridesmaids and Priests are probably also going to be in the top 5.
I think so. Maybe.
Which means that either Jumping the Broom or Something Borrowed is also going to stay in the top 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you texting while we're doing this?
I'm naming pictures. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, the question then becomes, which is going to be the one? My vote is for Jumping the Broom because apparently did outstandingly well, and Something Borrowed didn't do quite as well as they expected.
Yeah, I think Jumping the Broom, it's comedy relief.
Yeah, it's the kid from Uptown marries the girl from Downtown, or is it the other way around? Something like that.
Guy is usually from Downtown, girl is usually from Uptown.
Does him marrying an Uptown girl?
Stop.
You don't want me to
now.
Sing? Well, now, which is the stop at now? Okay, we come to the part where we give our picks. We stop talking about the movies.
I think so.
All right, I'll give mine.
Yeah, what are yours?
Oh, I decided that I'm picking Thor for number 1. Big surprise.
Yeah.
No, not a big surprise. Fast Five I'm picking is number 2 because hey, it made $32 million. Even if it drops like,
Dad, it's been there for 2 weeks.
This will be its third week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be its third weekend.
That's pretty insane.
Well, it was insane, pretty insane how much money it made in the first week. It was like $80 million. It was disgusting.
Yeah. I really didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either. Boy, I lost money on HSX on that one.
Poor Dad.
Oh, well. I'm picking Fast Five as number 2. I'm picking Bridesmaids is number 3, Priest is number 4, and Jumping the Broom at number 5.
Great for you.
Want to give yours?
I chose Thor for number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Priest for number 2, Bridesmaids for number 3, Fast 5 for number 4.
You think it's going to drop like that?
Priest and Thor. Those are my... Fast 5's been there for a while. It's not going all the way down.
Okay.
And then number 5 is Jumping the Broom. Comedic relief.
And I guess we're signing off. This is Father Beast.
Mentally.
Goodbye.
Alright, thanks you two. Really appreciate the voicemail, and I really appreciate not having to go through all the movies and how they performed. Now that would have been the previous week. I guess I really should talk about how the movies performed this week. We had Thor ending up in first place with $34.7 million. Bridesmaids in second with $26.2 million. Fast Five in third with 20.4, Priest in fourth with 14.95. I mean, let's round it up to 15. Rio at 8.2, Jumping the Broom was in sixth at 7, and Something Borrowed was in seventh with 6.87. So when the estimates came out, everything was pretty set. Everything was spaced out nicely enough that we had a lot of 24s this week. I'll go ahead and spoil later on in the show for that. That said, just as a reminder, Mentally had selected Thorn first, Priest in second, Bridesmaids in third, Fast Five in fourth, and Jumping the Broom in fifth. Her total score this week was a 20. That brings her average up to 17.57. Last week she was in 16th place. This week she is in 18th. So overall her score is improving. Congratulations, Mentally. Next up, Uriah. Uriah left a comment on the website and gave us in-depth analysis about each of his picks. I do recommend you go check out what he had to say right at the site. His comments are normally full of a lot of good detail and what his thought process was in making those choices. So that said, he had Thorn number one, Bridesmaids in number two, Priest at number three, Fast Five and number four, and Jumping the Broom at number five. He had Priest and Fast Five swapped. Jumping the Broom came in sixth. His total this week was a 22. This brings his score, his average score, up to 18 even. And his ranking goes from 14th to 17th. You'll notice a lot of people dropped a couple of spots. Our next guy up, Sergio, is part of the reason blamed for that. Sergio sent in an email. His selections were Thor at number one, Bridesmaids at number two, Priest at number three, Fast Five at number four, and Jumping the Broom at number five. Exactly the same as Uriah. So, therefore, he had a 22 as well. Sergio has an average score of 18.25. Now, Sergio still has an asterisk. One more week, and that will be gone. Sergio went from an 18 to a 16 this week, even despite the general cascading down effect of everyone else. Sergio was one of the few that actually rose in position this week. So, good job, Sergio. Next up, Foul Sorceress Scott sent us his picks via a comment to the website. He had Thor at number one, Bridesmaids at number two, Fast Five at number three, Priest at number four, and Jumping the Broom at number five. This was one of our five 24s that we got this week. So congratulations, Scott. Well done. His average score for the week is also 18.25. I misspoke earlier when I said Sergio was in 16th place. Sergio is actually tied for 15th place with Scott. And Scott was in 15th last week. So, again, he did not move. He was one of the rarities of the group. Next up, Cougaron. Cougaron left a comment for us. His comment had Bridesmaids at number one, Priest at number two, Thor at number three, Fast Five at number four, and Jumping the Broom at number five. He didn't have any of the positions exactly right, and having Bridesmaids at number one, that lost him a couple of points. Having Priest at number two lost him a couple of points. Thor at number three lost him a couple of points, and then Fast Five and Jumping the Broom lost him a point each. Overall, Cougaron, he has the distinction of having the lowest score this week with a 17. This brought his score down slightly to an 18.56. He dropped from 12th place to 14th place. Now, last week, he was tied for 12th with Rich, and Rich sent us a voicemail. So let's go ahead and hear what Rich did for his picks this week.
Hey, guys, it's Rich. Sorry for getting to you so late, but finally had a free moment to call in my picks. First off, I actually wanted to say, Andrew, what's up with your reading like you're freaking Christopher Walken? Every intro that you edit, it's like you don't know how to do pronunciation, or it's just weird. Anyways, I want to go with Thor for number one, Bridesmaids number two, Fast Five number three, Jumping the Shark, Jumping the Broom, Jumping the something at number four, and the Priest just looks terrible. So I'm going to put that at number five, although something tells me that that's going to actually bite me in the keister on that one. So, all right, guys, good luck, and talk to you all soon.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, so this week Rich got a 22 for his picks. This brought his score up to a 19.11. He was previously in 12th. He is now in 13th place. Next up, we have Crazy Jeff. And Crazy Jeff sent us a comment. He had Thor at number 1, Bridesmaids at number 2, Priest at number 3, Fast Five at number 4, and Jumping the Broom at number 5. Got him a 22 for the week, and his average score was brought up to a 19.44. His ranking last week was 11th, and this week he is in 12th. Next up, we have Jeff. Jeff sent us an MP3 file, and let's go ahead and listen to what Jeff's picks were.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff, and here's my five for week number 34. Number one, Thor. Number two, Bridesmaids. Number three, Fast Five. Number four, Jumping the Broom. And number five, Something Borrowed. Yes, I'm leaving Priest off because I haven't heard anything, and I don't know what to do with that one. And in the interest of cheering up mentally, I have a question for Andrew. In its first week of release, where did you have Limitless? Good luck, everybody.
Yay, Andrew. Where was Limitless in its first week of release? Go ahead. We'll wait. This week, Jeff ended up with a score of 21. This brought his average up to a 19.75. Previously, he was in 9th place. Now, he is in 11th. And speaking of Andrew was up next. His picks this week got him a 22. His average score is now a 19.8. He dropped from 8th place to 10th place. One thing I can say for Andrew, though, is he actually does get a point this week. Julie and I were able to actually make it out to the theater this week, which is kind of unusual for us. But we were able to make it out, and we took in the movie Bridesmaids this weekend. Interestingly enough, we're watching the opening credits, and they do all the production studio credits that start the movie off. And the first one, the one that really starts off, there's this star field, and the stars kind of coalesce and change shape and form like this spiral galaxy, and what appears on the screen but Relativity Media, the nemesis of our good friend Andrew. So Bridesmaids was made in conjunction with Relativity Media. Andrew picked Bridesmaids at number 2, and it was in second place this weekend. So congratulations, Andrew. Maybe this has broken the curse. Maybe you've just thrown Relativity a curveball here. But either way, congratulations on dodging that bullet. Way to go. Next up, Shay. Shay sent comments to the website, and Shay's picks were Thor at number 1, Priest at number 2, Bridesmaids at number 3, Fast 5 in 4th, and Jumping the Broom at number 5. Shay's total score this week was a 20. That brought his score up ever so slightly to a 19.83. And just 0.03 of a point above Andrew. Forgive me, Andrew, if I laugh at your misery of being so close to one ranking higher. Shay fell from 7th to 9th this week. And next up, Father Beast. Now, we listened to Father Beast's MP3 file earlier that he and Mentally sent in. So just as a reminder, because that was a few minutes ago, to be fair. His picks were Thor at number 1, Fast 5 at number 2, Bridesmaids at number 3, Priest at number 4, and Jumping the Broom at number 5. Now, if he would have swapped Fast Five and Bridesmaids, he would have had a 24. Therefore, he had a 22 this week. This brought his overall score. Now, if we remember, Andrew has a 19.8. Shay has a 19.83. Father Beast has a 19.88. Within a tenth of a point, we've got three people falling right there. If we expand that out just slightly, if you remember, Jeff had a 19.75. So I think I figured out that within the range of 19, that any numbers that had 19 in them, there were six people that fell within that range. Father Beast tops that range, like I said, at 19.88. His previous ranking was number 9. He is now in 8th. He is the other one. It was just he and Sergio were the two that actually rose in position this week. Next up, Jonathan. Screw that guy. He got a 24. I don't need to talk about him anymore. He's at a 20.2. He went from 5th to 7th. Blah, whatever. Moving on. Next up, Tim. Tim did send us a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to what Tim had to say.
Hey guys, this is Tim with my picks this week. Just wanted to ask Andrew how the taillights looked. Thanks, zooming by. Anyways, number 1, I've got Thor. Number 2, I've got Bridesmaids. Number 3, I've got Fast Five. Number 4, I have Priest. And number 5, I have Jump the Broom. See, I've confirmed with the Holmberg's arch nemesis, the Mats. And I think I have a plan to beat him. I'm not going to divulge that plan. Needless to say, you'll all soon see. Oh, and by the way, I'm not so sure about this top 5 every week thing. It kind of sounds like those little league games where they don't keep score and everybody gets a trophy and we're all winners and all that crap. No. If you want to be top 5, earn your way up on top 5 for the whole thing, not just 1 week. Okay? There's no hugging involved. Not everybody's a winner. Well, at least that's my opinion. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Tim. And you may have realized that as Tim read off his picks, he had the first 4 absolutely perfectly correct. And Jumping the Broom, which he had at number 5, actually came in at number 6. Tim was one of our other 24s this week. This brought his score up to a 20.43, and he maintains his sixth place position. Especially when everyone else falls, well done. Well done maintaining when everybody else fell, including me. I was up next. I got a 22 this week. My average score was a 20.5. I fell from 4th to 5th place. Riven Sidriel did not participate this week. I asked him about it, and he said the weekend got away from him, which we all know how that can happen. This maintains his average score at a 21.33, and it actually drops his position from 2nd to 4th. Next up, Art. Art left us a pair of voicemail. One is a comment on the way the hosts picked. The other voicemail is his picks. We'll go ahead and play his picks first. And I'm not even going to come back. I'll just follow it right up with his second voicemail commenting on how the hosts picked. And we'll talk about that just right after.
Hey, Tony. This is Art calling my picks for the week. Going to keep Thor at number 1. As much as it kills me, I'm going to put Bridesmaids in at number 2. I'm going to go with Fast Five for number 3, and as much as it kills me again, I would like it to be much, much higher. I'm going to put Priest in at number 4. But I'm not going to let where I want the movie to end up influence where I actually put it. And for number 5, I'm going to go with Jumping the Broom. It's a toss-up between that and Something Borrowed. Something Borrowed's trending a little more higher during the week, but we'll see what happens over the weekend. I like the front page with the top 5 finishers from last week. I hope to continue to be there, but even from that, I still think it's a really good idea. being as it was mine. We'll see how this week goes. I think it's going to be a big mess. But, hey, still having fun. All right. Keep it up. Bye. Hey, Art here. Just calling in to say I'm glad I called in my picks before the show dropped, because everybody had the same thing, and that was pretty funny. But, you know, if you guys keep changing your picks when you have the same thing, how are you ever going to get that perfect score for all three hosts? It's very elusive. You can't get it unless you just every now and then have the same picks. All right. I had a good laugh on it, though. Boy, that was quite a reaction. Bye.
All right, thanks, Art. Yeah, that was one of the things that has been a common thread. It was actually a thread in some of the comments that occurred over the course of the weekend. So, I think if we ever get to a point where we feel strongly enough about sticking with our picks, that I can see that that 75 shared score across the hosts being a potential. But I just don't think any of us were 100% confident. We were assured of most of our picks. And to be fair, most of us did pretty well. If we would have stuck with the picks that Jonathan had, we would have all had 24s, as you did get, Art. And, And who knows, within the next coming weeks, we've got some real blockbusters coming out. We'll probably have some movies that are sticking around on the charts for a couple of weeks. Who knows? It could be in one of the coming weeks that we do see that elusive perfect score shared among the hosts. We'll see. But, as long as there's a little bit of rivalry, we could be sabotaging ourselves with that as well, which we kind of did. So, as I said, Art had a 24 this week, bringing his average up to a 20.57. He maintains a third-place spot. Next up, Mark J. Mark J. Knocked it out of the ballpark last week, and he was in first. But this week, it's a slightly different story. Still a great week. He had Thor at number 1, Bridesmaids at number 2, Fast Five at number 3, Priest at number 4, and Something Borrowed at number 5. That Something Borrowed being the only detractor from that perfect score that he had going into that top 4. That 5th place brought him down to a 23 total. Still a great score. He has an average score of 21.8, and he has no asterisk with that. So, great job, Mark. Last week he was in first place. This week he is in second. And finally, the newcomer, Tad from Mesa. Tad sent an email this week and gave his picks. And his picks were that 24 pick group. He had Thor at number 1, Bridesmaids at number 2, Fast Five at number 3, Priest at number 4, and Jumping the Broom at number 5. Again, he had a 24. Being that this was his first week, his average score is a 24. And he has a ranking of first place. Nobody can beat an average score of 24 at this point. So congratulations, Tad. Way to start. Great, great, great start to it. Hopefully you can maintain. So and welcome. Welcome to the game. Bring your friends. If you have some coworkers that like movies, siblings, buddies, bring them in. Get them involved. We have plenty of room on the leaderboard. I'd love to see it fill this page up, and maybe I'll have to even add one of those more lines because it fills up the page too much. That would be exciting. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Thanks for playing along. I think this week I am going to still list the top 5. We had a little bit of dissension. We only had 2 people that actually chimed in on the subject, Tim and Art. And Tim, you know what? You guys both had the same weekly score, 24, but Art is winning overall. So you know what? I'm going to let Art's preference stick for now. And we will continue to post those top 5 as part of the episode posting. So look for that when this episode gets posted. Thanks everyone again for listening. There, remember, and hopefully you heard throughout this episode, there are innumerous ways you can get your messages to me. You can send me voicemail. You can send me MP3 files. You can put something on my Dropbox in an MP3 and I'll pick it up that way. You can leave comments. You can tweet to Better in the Back. At Better in the Back is the Twitter feed for the Backseat Producers, Backseat Box Office website. Anytime a new posting goes up, a tweet gets sent out through that. You can also ask general questions about the podcast through that website, or post your picks for the week through that tweet, Twitter, and I will pick all those up and collect those. Some people even tweet them to at Tony Mast, my personal Twitter. That's fine. I'll get them. It's no big deal. Send email, backseatproducers@gmail.com or tony@backseatproducers.com. Don't send it to those other guys, because likely what they'll do is they'll edit it and then send it along, and they'll have you like picking Limitless at number 2, even today, which, you know, 0. Congratulations. So yeah, don't send it to those guys. They'll ruin your day. Just don't trust them. I don't. I have to keep them on a short leash because, you know, among the hosts, I stand above. This is going to be my only chance to talk like this, because they're going to beat me down in the episode. Well, at least Jonathan can, because he has actually been consistently leading over the last couple of weeks. As always, you can also leave a comment on the website. You can leave a comment on this episode. You can leave a comment on the Friday episode. You can leave a comment on the posting Andrew puts out on Mondays, which is the previous weekend's box office totals. Get them there. It's fine. I'll pick them up. We'll make it happen. We'll get you on the leaderboard. You may have occasion where I may even contact you, like I did today with Riven Sedriel, because he was pretty much the only one of the regulars that we have that had not participated. So I shot him a little shout out on Twitter and said, "Hey, did I miss you?" Because that has happened, actually. Somebody sent an email and it didn't go through. But anyway, I've babbled long enough. Hope you guys are having a great week, and I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying the results show. We're having a great time doing it. We still have a lot of fun making these podcasts for you every week, and we're hoping you have, you know, a fourth, an eighth of the fun that we have making them, just listening along. So thanks again. Thanks for playing. And hey, it doesn't take much to change your position on the leaderboard. Keep playing. Keep sticking with it. And keep having a great time. See ya.